Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, it is April the 5th, and we are going to be discussing April's second half of astrological planetary alignments. And we're going to see what kind of energy is going to be blowing through the windows for this second half of the month. So we're going to jump on in. I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, mind you, we are in the season of change and transformative energy. You know, we are in Mercury retrograde. We're in Aries season. We're in eclipse season. We have a lot going on, and it's all directing in Aries, which is, you know, the sign of the ram, which is, you know, pushing through any blockages and making a way for a path. So it's a lot of different energy going around, you know. And since we do have Mercury here, it's kind of going, it's a planet that spins backwards. So it's almost like a kind of, let's check in, do a little rewind, see what we got coming in. But also a lot of different things going on with, you know, maybe past friends, lovers, you know, family members, what have you. Can be coming back into the current moments, making a little entrance or what have you, technology glitching, miscommunications, a little bit of a feisty energy and communication style. So just be mindful of that. Anything that's a little out there, just try to stay low and grounded as much as possible. Now we're going to start off with discussing the second half of April's astrological planetary alignments and what you can be expecting. All right, so with the 16th of April, we have the moon in Leo opposite Pluto in Aquarius. So there's going to be a little bit of that feisty energy coming in, but, you know, make sure that you're avoiding energy like that at all costs and find resolution and solution if there is a little bit of an issue and resolve it. You know, and plus we are still going to be kind of in Aries season at this point. So, you know, Aries are quick to forgive and move on. So hopefully everything works out with that. All right. Now, on that evening, we're going to be experiencing a waxing gibbous moon in Leo. Now, April 17th, we're going to be experiencing the moon in Leo square Jupiter in Taurus. So there's going to be a lot of energy floating around. Maybe it's something. That's going on, and maybe you just might want to, you know, shake it off and let it go, release it, and not worry too much about it. Now, on the 18th of April, we are going to have the moon in Leo try the sun in Aries. So there could be something that you want to put your energy on that's going to be in a creative light. And it's going to be light. It's going to be loving. It's going to be a fun energy. So get creative and see what you come up with. Now, we're also going to be experiencing the moon in Virgo. So there's going to be things that you might want to get done, finish, or continue on. And during this point, there's this energy where you can, you know, put that energy in getting those things done and accomplished, or, you know, take breaks in between. It's kind of recommended. Don't do it all in one sitting. If you feel like you need to stop, take a break, chill out for a little bit, do that. Don't rush. No rush at all. Now, that evening, there will also be a waxing gibbous moon in Virgo. Now, rolling up to the 19th, we're going to have a sun. We're going to have the sun in Aries. I cannot talk. We're going to have the sun entering Taurus. So this is going to be the start of Taurus season. And this is really going to be that time for the next upcoming month where things are going to be improving regarding stability and security, really setting you in with what's aligning with you and your morality, and really getting you in touch with like emotion. Now, on that day as well, we're going to have Mercury and Aries conjunctive Venus and Aries. So a lot of different pinpoints are going to be on communication and different communication styles. And if there is something that needs to be looked at, strategized, it's that time to really set in what needs to happen for that to progress on. Now, we also will have Mars in Pisces sextile Jupiter in Taurus. So a lot of different things regarding motivation are going to be here for expanding, whether it's something you're getting ready to embark on or something that you're having ideas for. You know, this is really the time for expanding those ideas, thoughts, or goals. Now, there's a lot going on that day. And we also have Mars in Pisces sextile Uranus in Taurus. So again, anything that you want to work on, this is that time to really put that in gear and to focus. Now that evening, there will be a waxing gibbous moon in both signs, Virgo and Libra. Now on the 20th of April, we're going to have Jupiter in Taurus conjuncted Uranus in Taurus. So this is going to be huge energy for really getting unconventional and going out of the comfort zone, stepping out of the box and really exploring and regaining focus and putting this on whatever it is that you want to pursue something with, whether it's a project, a plan, an idea, a business venture, an adventure. You know, the options are endless here. And we also have the moon entering Libra. So there's going to be that time where you want to like just chill out, maybe, you know, hang with your closest few and really absorb that energy because it is going to be really nice. Now on the 21st, we're going to have the sun in Taurus square Pluto in Aquarius. So this is going to be like that energy where there's something that may be a roadblock, a problem, an issue. This is where you're going to get innovative and really find, you know, another way in to what it is you're trying to do or remove that roadblock completely. So it's really going to be about working and problem solving. Now on the 22nd, we're going to have the moon in Libra opposite Venus in Aries. So this is one of those days where you just want to take a, you know, day off or a chill day, self-care day, however that looks for you. Everybody, it's different. Whether you're reading a book, taking a walk in the park, you know, singing, writing, doing arts and crafts, taking a nature walk, you know, just take some time to just sit with self, regain that balance, and, you know, just take a little time. It's always good to take time for yourself, you know. Now, on the 23rd, we have the moon in Scorpio, so there's going to be another, you know, little window of opening for transformation. And this is really going to be about for self, you know, it's going to be about really looking within and seeing what's going on and really get inspired and creative with that. Now we also have the moon in Scorpio square Pluto and Aquarius. So there could be an energy where you're feeling a little bit of, you know, trying to figure, you know, different things out and, you know, see what's going on. There could be something maybe on this day that could feel a bit uneasy. And, you know, just take a little time and get to the core of the issue and resolve. Now, we also have a moon event on that day, which is Scorpio's full moon. This is going to be really heightened with a lot of passion. So if there's something that needs to be looked at, reviewed, resolved, this is the day. And then once you do that, there's this really high empowerment type of energy coming in where it's going to progress you to move forward in some type of aspect regarding passion and coming in very intensely at that. Now, On the 24th, we have the moon in Scorpio, trine Saturn in Pisces. So this is about, you know, just taking some time for making improvements or going back and redoing some type of plans or ideas, or, you know, scratching them out and starting something new, something fresh. So this is going to be that day where it's going to be like a little checkpoint, little review, pit stop, if you will. Now, on the 25th, we do have Mercury going direct in the sign of Aries. So, you know, this is like the ending of that. So, okay. And now we could start feeling a little bit of the energy where it's like, you know, you could progress one more and really kind of steer clear of any drama, you know, things like that. And the energy starting to come back in and simmer down a little bit. Now, we also have the moon entering Aries that day. The moon entering Sagittarius that day. So, this is like coming out, one out of the Mercury retrograde. And it's kind of like feeling like a little bit, you know. So, it's a little bit of a relaxed energy from all that intensity. Now, on the 26th, we do have the moon in Sagittarius, sextile Pluto, and Aquarius. So, this is going to be like the energy where it's bringing in more calmer feels, you know. It's going to be a little bit more peaceful. And we also have a waxing gibbous moon in the sign of Sag as well. Now, on the 27th, we have the moon in Sagittarius square Saturn in Pisces. So, this is kind of like that time again. Take a little break, you know, give yourself a little, you know, R&R. Even if it's for 5 minutes, you know, because we just came out of that intense AS and sure G, you know, enjoy yourself, relax a little bit, you know. So on the 28th, we have the moon entering Capricorn. Now, this is going to be that time where you're going to look at all the plans on the table. Do we need to improve something, revive something, revise something? Or do we need some more information about something that we're embarking on? Now, we also have the moon in Capricorn, trine the sun in Taurus. So this is going to be an energy where you're really getting back to self, reconnecting with self, getting to know thyself, and really embracing that, celebrating that, and being very much comfortable with that, as you should. Now, on the 29th, we have Mars in Pisces conjuncted Neptune in Pisces. So, very high energy here with the intuition and the instincts. And it's really going to be looking at places and energy where it could be a little bit iffy. Now, we do have a favorable major transit, which is going to be Venus entering Taurus. So, again, this is about improvements in different areas of life, whether it's business, relationships, connections, partnerships. You know, whatever the case may be, this is a time where you're working on those connections and those energies. Now, on the 30th, we also have another major favorable transit, Mars entering Aries. So this is going to be like Aries, you know, right at home in its main planet Mars. And the energy is like real hyped up in a drive, a push, and, you know, pushing you forward to new goals and ideas and adventures. And it's coming in very quickly, and it's like new paths, new adventures, new doors with new keys to open, embark on, and really getting excited. And things are going to be happening very quickly, so get up on that energy as soon as you can. And not last but not least, we also have the moon entering Aquarius that day. So it's all about looking and seeing what you want to put your energy and focus on, and different ways that you could take and embark on those ideas. So, my lovely human beings, that's what I have for you today. And it's looking like, after all that energy for, you know, that good period of time right there, where it got real tense, real, you know, in your face feisty and a little bit confusing, you know, we're coming in with the second half of April with different transformative energies, but also like pit stops of rest. So, and you know, we also have this energy where we're embracing ourselves as we are, our own uniqueness, and loving that and feeling inspired by it. So it's a beautiful energy, you know. So we weathered the storm and now we get to see something grow. All right. Now that's what I have for you, my lovely human beings. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time, which will be on a Tuesday. So enjoy your weekend and I'll see you on the next one.